Hello?
Hi, Ayana. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good.
Wonderful. That sounds good. By the way, I was calling in regards to the text message that you sent, and I would like to go ahead and discuss further so that we can assist and process your request. Do you have a few minutes?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. All right, so let me just get back to your file here. All right, and you mentioned you wanted to cancel or discontinue the services with Local Splash due to the number of leads that you received. Right?
I like the fact that you guys like run the website and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's helpful. But it's just, I'm at a point where I have networked myself and gotten, like, leads that actually go through. And it's not that I don't get leads at all through you guys, but it's very few. And the few that I do get, they're either scam leads or they're just, honestly, they don't go through all the way. Like, the people don't answer the phone or they don't text back. And my response time is usually within the hour, a lot of times less than that. But, like, I feel that I've done everything on my part. I could do better getting more reviews and stuff like that, but obviously to get more reviews, I need more clients. And that's kind of just where I'm at right now, is just trying to get more leads. And, like, if I believe that if you guys had my services on Google Guarantee, then I could obviously get more leads that way. But since I'm getting natural leads through websites and stuff like that, it's more people finding my website and having to, like, hit me up rather than, like, the leads just coming through. Because I don't really like lead generations where you just get random leads all day. Mm-hmm. I would prefer people to find me, and then it'd be a real lead. But a lot of the leads I get are just not that. And then the ones that are, at the end, they'll send, like, a long email, and at the end, it'll ask, do I accept check? Which, typically, if I get anyone asking, do I accept check, it is a scam. So I stay away from those leads as well. And I kind of just know that they're a scam only because they offer to pay ahead of time before I do any labor or anything for them. And then it's always check. There's no other form of payment that they can do. So I communicate with these people for hours just for them to tell them they can only pay me with check. And I just feel it's 2026. That's just ridiculous. But, like, if you can only pay with check, it just doesn't really give truth. It definitely gives scam. And I have been in a situation like that before, and, like, I can't risk, like, my bank accounts and stuff like that just because someone wants to scam me. So it's just, and it's not necessarily that. Like, I know that that's not on your part. Anyone can find my website and try and offer a check and scam me. It's not on y'all's part for that. But those are just a few leads that I am getting. And I just feel like if I'm paying every month almost $200, I shouldn't get leads like that. Thank you.
I see. I totally understand where you're coming from. And, yes, I do see there have been leads coming in. And I do see there's also, or interior decorating is already bringing your business to the first page of Google search results, which is already a great progress. At the same time, yes, reviews will be one of the factors. Now, it's not necessarily new reviews or reviews from new clients. You can also request for reviews from any previous clients that you had or that you may have contact with. Also, responding to reviews will also help better with ranking and optimization. That will actually show responsiveness on your Google business profile.
Yeah, and I can do those things, but it's just, even with me responding to the reviews that I have gotten, because I have gotten, since we talked last, I have gotten a few, I believe just maybe one more review on there, because you can ask clients to send a review, and sometimes it just takes a little longer than you would like, but I did tell a few of my clients that I have had to leave a review, and I have, and I go on there and I like it and everything. I can go through and respond, but I still want to see a better turnout with the lead, if that makes sense.
Definitely. That really does make sense. As far as the reviews, by the way, just to set expectations, they should be left on your Google Business profile it to show on your Google Business profile as well. Let's see here. There's one from 8 weeks ago.
The 8 weeks ago one was my most recent project. And that's kind of what I was saying. Is I have had previous clients before, but it's not always people who are willing to leave reviews, even if I do ask. People are just honestly lazy, and that's just something that I have learned in business. And that's kind of why people hire me, because they are lazy and they don't want to do it themselves, which makes perfect sense. But it shouldn't be up to, I don't know how else to put it, but it shouldn't be up to the reviews to get me leads, if that makes sense, if I'm paying you guys. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yes. I would definitely
agree. But I do
agree.
Understand that I have to do my part, and that's why I said I will get the reviews and I will respond to the reviews, but I do need more clients to do that, because the people that I have had, I've already asked them to leave reviews, and I can only ask so many times, honestly, for someone to leave a review.
Right. Now, by the way, we do have a new update in the client dashboard where it gives you the option to create your own custom QR code. So that, say, for example, you just completed a job for a client, you can then just have them scan the QR code right after the job has been completed, and then they can leave a review for you from there. And that way they will be able to leave a review while right after the job has been completed. And once they scan the QR code, it's going to take them exactly to where they can leave a review on your Google Business profile. And we can definitely for sure do another re-optimization for ranking. Let me see here.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying we can do another re-optimization for ranking. Since right now interior decorating is already bringing you on the first page of the Google search results, and that would mean we should be able to get you on the first page for the rest of the keywords as well.
Okay, that does make sense, but in a way, okay, so the Google guaranteed are guaranteed leads, right?
That is correct.
So that's more of what I'm looking for rather than being on the first page of Google, because although I love being on the first page of Google, people will scroll right past my, because even me as a regular, and I always put myself in the client's shoes. If I were to look up anything on Google and I see what I'm looking for pop up on the first page, I still will look at other pages, not just that first page. Actually, in fact, I won't click the first page of Google. Like, I will just scroll through and pick what I'm comfortable with. So being on the first page of Google doesn't necessarily, it's not exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking more for something like where people find me and they call me, email me, whatever the case is. I get the lead and I actually can talk to a client. Rather than the lead goes through all the way or not, I'm not even getting to the point where I talk to the client, if that makes sense. Like, I could get an email, and then there's no response from there. And half the time, I don't even get an email. The only emails I get are the ones that are what I believe to be scams.
Got it. Totally get you on that. Now, we can also run Google Ads for you instead. So Google Ads is also going to help you with visibility. At the same time, it's also going to show you as sponsored whenever your business or whenever your services are being looked up on Google.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I say that I just felt like that was actually the reason I reached out to cancel, is only because my services aren't with Google Guaranteed. And I just, I remember signing up with you all in July, and they said that they were working on different services with Google Guaranteed. So I stuck with you guys so that my services could potentially get on Google Guaranteed. And it's almost been a year, and it's still not, which is fine. But I just feel like that is what would really do mean, like, what I'm looking for.
Got it. Now, let me go ahead. Here's what I'm going to do instead. I'll check out with our team if there's any services or business type that would allow us to get you into Google Guarantee with
okay.
With the keywords that we have on your on file, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then are there any services that you'd like for us to check as well for Google Guarantee? Or any services that you offer that you would like for us to check if it would be possible to get you into Google Guarantee with such service or keyword?
Okay, yeah, just give me 1 second. Let me discuss it with my partner really quick so I can get you a whole list. That way when you look,
okay.
You can tell us what you have.
Sure, that should work.
Okay, so I do have a few
uh-huh.
that you can look on. So, can you just make a note real quick, and then I'll tell you.
Sure.
One. So one of them is document preparation.
Uh huh.
The other one is loan signing agent.
Mhm.
And then business and administrative support. So you can look up those, and then you can also still check for the interior decorating, interior design, home staging, especially home staging. Like, if we can get into, like, anything real estate, honestly, you can just sign me up because home staging kind of falls for that. That's the main thing that I signed up with Local Splash for, was to get home staging leads. And I actually was getting those at first, but it was, like, leads through websites. And I think I had gotten 2 of them. And then I don't know if you've heard of Nextdoor. But
yeah.
Nextdoor is probably the only other company that I trust working with besides you guys. So it's not that I want to cancel. It's just that I feel like
right. You
guys just don't have my services. Because I would love to keep working with you guys.
Definitely. But yes, I'll definitely check out with these services that you have provided. And then after I get the information in regards to these, I'll definitely reach out to you right away.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else you need from me to help you generate, like, my leads or better generate leads or anything like that?
Currently, there's just 2 things, though. I mean, this is something that you already know. That would be the reviews, if there's any other reviews that you can obtain. Or we would also suggest to respond to the existing reviews on your Google Business profile. That would also help, even if those are old reviews already. And then if you have any new photos, if you can have them uploaded, wonderful. So, yeah, if you can have them uploaded to the dashboard or send it to us via email, we can use them for optimization, and that's going to greatly help with optimization, too.
Okay, and then as far as interior decorating, if you wanted to go more in detail for services, you can look for painting, wall touch-ups, or, like, I don't really know what the service is called. I think it's patchwork. Where, you know, someone has a hole in their wall or something, like, I can do that as well. So it's, like, home services.
Home services, okay.
Yeah. So you can also look those up for me. Because I feel like maybe that it just could be a miscommunication thing. Like, us looking up interior decorating, and then Google coming back and saying they don't have that service when they probably do have the service. It's just more in detail.
Right. That definitely makes sense. And yes, I'll definitely look into this further. And rest assured, I'll definitely reach out to you as soon as I get information in regards to these services.
Also, I don't know if you know Celine on the website team.
Yeah.
But you guys, y'all two are really helpful. Like, if I could leave a review for you guys, I really would. Because you guys are really helpful. Like, y'all are the main two that help me with really anything that I need.
For sure. Definitely. That's definitely what we do. Thank you so much for the feedback, Ayana. And rest assured, we'll definitely continue to make sure that we get these services running for you and, of course, to gain you more leads. As far as the Google Business Profile, we will definitely continue to have it optimized.
I do get the text that you guys are running Facebook ads and stuff like that. And it's not that I don't think the Facebook ads are working. I just think that those aren't necessary. Like, could you guys do Instagram ads? I know it's pretty much the same thing because either way it goes through Meta. But if you focus more on the ads showing up on Instagram rather than Facebook, I feel like we would have more luck getting leads through Instagram, because a lot of my business actually is on Instagram. A lot of my promoting is on Instagram as well.
Oh.
My Instagram and Facebook are connected, so everything I post on Instagram goes to Facebook, but my interactions come strictly from Instagram because it's a lot of younger clientele. And I just feel like Facebook has a lot of the older clientele. They're not necessarily like...
Got it. Now, once we run Facebook ads, it does show on Instagram as well. So your Facebook ad is going to be visible on Instagram. But as far as focusing only on Instagram or running ads on Instagram alone, that will be something that I would need to check with a team and then get back to you.
Okay, yes, you can get back to me. I'll let you do that. And then I think you were about to tell me more that I could do on my end.
That was just it. Only those two things. Respond to the reviews on your Google Business Profile. And if it will be possible to gain any new reviews as well, that's definitely greatly help, as reviews will be one of the factors that people will be looking at once they see your business on Google. And then to also provide us with any new photos that you have, so that we can use it for optimization, too.
Okay, awesome. I'll still cover by the end of the business day.
That would be wonderful. Also, I would like to have our team do another optimization on your Google Business Profile. And before that, I just wanted to confirm, do you maybe consider with showing your address online, or do you wish to keep it hidden?
So if it's my home address, I want to keep it hidden.
Okay.
I remember you saying the post office address, I wasn't able to show that one. So I don't have an address that I can show on Google that won't give people where I live, and I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Now, Google does not accept post office addresses, so maybe we can just proceed with keeping the address hidden for now. And then I'll definitely have our team optimize your Google Business Profile. And while that is being optimized,
can I ask you, because I do work about 16 hours a weekend at the Frisco Farmers Market. People could find me there, like, on the weekends or whatever, and also the Dallas Farmers Market. So would it be okay if I use either of those addresses as a business address just to show that I do work there and you can find me in person there? I just don't want people to see my home address.
Got it. Well, we sure can update. Go ahead.
Probably talk to the managers and, use the Frisco address, because I've heard of people doing that as well, like the farmer's market address.
Uh-huh.
Because then you can actually find me. Like, if I have a local client or something like that, and they wanted to talk to me in person or just come see that I'm a real person, they could still find me. It's just I don't feel comfortable with people knowing my home address.
I see that. So we sure can update your address, but I'll verify with the team if that will be possible to update your address. I mean, this is your business address during the weekends, right?
Yes. That's where I am, actually, for the weekends. I work between the two. I work 30 hours, and I'm there. Like, that's basically my primary 9-to-5 job is the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wanted to talk to me, it would be the same phone number that I use, the same website I use. It's just if they wanted to find me in person, then they could find me there. And I'm sure if I were to get mail there, the managers would just give me the mail that I get, which I probably wouldn't have people mail me anything anyways.
All right. Now, I just want to make sure as well that we're going to be – or that this is going to be helping fully with the optimization on your Google Business profile. So what I would want to do is I would like to verify this with our Google team just to make sure – if that would help with having that address updated on your Google Business profile. And just to set expectations that if that would be possible, once we update your address, then it will be requiring another verification on your Google Business profile.
Okay, and the verification was just that. Like, what does that ask for? It shows that I have my setup there and stuff like that.
Right.
Like my job setup.
That is correct. So it's going to ask you to show the vehicle that you use for the business, any equipment that you use, as well as proof of management. Can be business cards or invoices.
Okay. Okay, that works then. Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. So I'll also verify this with our team if that will be possible, and then I'll be calling you back once I get to verify it, so that we can proceed with updating your address and showing it online.
Okay, perfect.
All right, then. All right, so just want to do a quick recap. We'll be checking for if Google Verified will be available for the services that you have mentioned or that you have provided me a while ago. And then we'll also be checking for a possibility of focusing only on Instagram ads and with updating your address to either your Frisco or Farmers Market, right?
Yes, Frisco or Dallas. They're both Farmers Markets, but they're
in
different cities. Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Thank you so much for confirming that. So, yes, I'll definitely check all of these further with our team. Both Google Verified team and Google Business Profile teams, and then I'll definitely be calling you back as soon as I get all these information.
Okay, that works for me. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time, Ayana, and for taking the time to speak with me. I'll be reaching out to you.
Okay, talk soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. Goodbye for now.
Bye for now.